In a world full of imitators, there is one true original. One man who is not satisfied with the words everyone else uses. One man willing to make up words you don't hear anywhere else. Spike on the mic.
Okay, there we go, there we go. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Insert clap here. Insert clap here. Usually, ladies and gentlemen, we have that award-deserving show here. Listen, we are at our Palusha Studios at Pin Chasers, which is located at 4847 North Armenia. Pin Chasers, we are here to make the music, to make the madness, to make everything happen. In case you hear the announcements in the background, we are not in our Palusha Studios. We've been moved out to the lobby bar. Yes, we've been moved out to the lobby bar. I don't know, they treat us like Cinderella stepchild going to the ball. You guys don't understand that. You guys never listen to, I'm gonna make this up, folklore. Okay, that's wrong. But I can't do this alone. I never do this alone. I don't enjoy doing this alone because I have people here with me. Straight in my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who has been homeschooled and he has done it all. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the only adult at the table with a tiny chair. What the hell? I can't get a stool like an adult?
Actually, as I look at you, I only see a head.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yes, well.
Like the kid table.
Well, if you look to your right diagonally.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. If you look to your left. I turned the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. That changed things.
Yes. Yes, you will hear the man who's making the sounds go through your eardrums. In case you hear music going through your eardrums, it will be the man known as P.W.'s. P.W.'s, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who had a lot of trouble getting on the air at Radio St. Pete.
Okay, so riddle me this. Are we alive?
We are now.
And the people in late Radio St. Pete are listening to us?
They're listening to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to try this again? Well, then, Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
No, they heard him.
Yeah, we heard all that.
Did they hear me?
They've been hearing you for a long time now.
Okay. Well, PW, if you look straight in your peripheral vision, there's only reason we're here. The only reason we're here is because of this man here.
Really?
We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the sun to an Antarctic sky right now.
I can hear it.
This time of year.
I would raise my hand and ask, what the hell does that mean?
It's up all day and almost all night.
The sun in the Antarctic sky?
Yeah, it's up.
All right.
All day and all night. All
right, okay. We'll come back to that. We'll be back to that. Well, if you look in your peripheral vision, directly in your peripheral vision, there's a man that not many of us like him. But
what?
We like him?
Of course we do.
Okay, well, all right, well, we'll like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Wow, that just changed exactly because I was going to say I'm sticking like Santa Claus because I don't want to say anything to make anyone mad right before the holidays.
All
but
right.
With that kind of intro, go F yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Christ. Merry Christmas.
What the hell is that?
Here's the man that nobody likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now I'm sticking like a celebrity that feels like they're more important than all of us by telling everyone else to have their respect.
There you go.
Now you understand why we don't like
you. I wasn't even going to say it until you started it.
Easy.
Well, to your right, outside your peripheral vision.
Actually, it would truly be my peripheral vision, but that's fine.
What?
Yeah, that is his peripheral.
When did they move it?
Listen, we just got him to understand how chromosomes work.
No, he's working.
And he's still saying that wrong.
Let's save peripheral vision for 2017.
Okay.
The next two guests you're going to introduce, give me the chromosome right now.
XY.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Yeah. It's sticking.
Still wrong.
just like the peripheral.
Okay, so I've been saying XY chromosomes all.
Yeah, and we correct
junior
you every
high school.
Time. Yeah,
and we correct you almost every.
Yeah, well, we weren't with you in junior high school.
It seems like somebody would learn.
Yeah, you.
No. If I'm gonna say it, then it seems like the people who corrected me would say, "Just let him have it."
Oh, we do that all the time.
We're going to change all of science for you.
I keep thinking your old high school guidance counselor is going to catch one of these shows and drive down here and come get you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to what we were really talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going back to
peripheral vision.
Dr. Yeah. Calvin Clark's. Now, this next voice you hear is not new to us. We've heard this voice. This voice here mirrors or champions the voice of reason. She always brings in some logic, some reality, and she makes things happen. We like to call her the lovely and talented Billy. Oh, I'm sorry. I had a script written for you, but
you
I
did.
Forgot.
Yeah, forget
so,
that.
How you sticking?
I'm sticking like sandals to a movie theater floor.
Nice. They don't pop in there.
Who wears sandals to a movie?
Oh.
Do you people do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
By you people.
I go barefoot.
Wow. Yes.
Short people?
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
To the Todd. I do wear shoes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Cleats. Todd.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. New to her microphone that we stuck in her mouth. This is somebody that I want to go way back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm a little choked up. I'm a little gasps. She owes me bad shoes.
Oh, owes you.
This person owes me shoes. And, you know, for going back into the day, she was supposed to bring me shoes. We like to call her, and I'm going to call her Kim T. Kim T, how you sticking?
I am sticking like ice to a Pittsburgh windshield.
Oh, that was topical. You know why?
Yeah. It was.
I, Spike on the mic, was in Pittsburgh.
Well, she might have mentioned it because she actually lives in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Clark.
So
yeah.
Maybe. I'm just guessing.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you for joining the show.
I was in Pittsburgh once.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at our Palusha Studios, outside our Palusha Studios. We're still at Pin Chasers, but we have an awesome studio audience back there. We have, holding the microphone. He's over there. He never acknowledges that.
His name is Dylan.
And he didn't hold the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, but he holded the microphone. That's all I've ever heard. We got the lovely and talented Roz over there in the studio audience. And we have
too
him.
Much noise.
Yes. I've been drinking. I forgot his name. We call him Bob.
Ross.
Because that's his name.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, we hardly ever call him Bob.
No.
So we don't. Yeah. Y'all never go with Bob?
Nope.
Never.
Well, because he doesn't answer when you call him that.
Yeah.
Because that's not his name.
It doesn't
matter. Well, it's happened before. That happens all the time in my life. Well, we want to thank you guys for playing. But listen, we are a caller-driven show. We hope that you people can participate by giving us a call at our particular number, which is 813-699-3900. Or you can chat with us on the chat room at RadioSaintPete.com. You can chat with us on Player.com, Stitcher.
You haven't mentioned the one that we're usually watching, which is SpikeOnTheMic.com.
Oh, and you can go to SpikeOnTheMic.com. Yeah. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go way off script.
Oh, you usually do.
I'm going to go way off script. Right now, let's go ahead and introduce, you ready, our sponsors.
Ooh. See, I knew he was going to do something crazy.
The Spike on the Mic show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSaintPete.com, local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSaintPete.com.
That is awesome. I appreciate all those people there that's participating on the Spike on the Mic show and making things happen.
Past.
Present.
And future.
Oh, that's what we do.
Okay,
oh,
you know what?
Yesterday.
Have you ever heard?
Nailed it.
Have you guys ever heard of the thing called jumping the shark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jumping the Shark is when you guys are...
Fonzie did it.
Yeah.
Too early.
No, I was going, Jumping the Shark's not too early.
No, it has nothing to do peaking. With too early.
It means peaking.
Yeah, you apparently don't know what it
means. It's going one step too far.
Yeah, which means that it's downhill. Everything's downhill, and it's not getting any better.
Right.
So you were right. We are jumping the shark.
Yeah. Turning point, sort of.
Yeah.
For the worse.
Okay, so what I was going to say before you guys loudly interrupted me is that I was going to introduce the purpose of the show because we have Kim T.
Oh, yeah.
That almost rhymes with kimchi.
It does kimchi. Almost.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Call her kimchi. I like that.
Is that Spanish for something?
It's Spanish for Korean.
It's Korean.
Yeah, and it's a kind of slang for cheap.
Kimchi? No, it's not.
Yeah, like it's kimchi cat, kimchi
this,
kimchi
for spicy.
That.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I know, but if you're... I've actually lived in Korea for a year.
Steve lived in Korea.
If you call something kimchi, it's kind of...
It means you were going home with her.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
All right,
but I love kimchi. I like spicy stuff.
Don't try to cover it up now.
You can get good kimchi in Tampa.
We do have good kimchi in Tampa.
We do?
This show was once hosted by Spike.
Yeah, but that didn't really work out.
Yeah, that didn't.
So,
as I was going to say, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, people out there in the chat room, I want to give a big shout out to all you people listening.
Future.
Dr. J.
No. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we do, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about things in the...
Future.
Things in the...
Present. Future.
And things in the...
Future.
Future. Future.
No. Okay. You guys are so loud and wrong.
Oh, we did it so well the first time.
I know. And Kim, then he had to lecture us.
It's almost like we don't want to do it well.
You know? Yeah.
If someone was listening, they would almost get the impression that we're trying to do this poorly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want the people out there listening and Kim Chi to know, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. We have a direction. We follow a guideline of things to entertain the masses.
True. None of that is true.
Yeah.
Wait, like the Christmas angels?
Like the Christmas angels,
yeah. Very much.
No, that's not
they're ghosts.
Not,
they're not. Ghosts. They're not angels. They're ghosts.
Oh, ghosts. Sorry.
Oh, ghosts. Christmas ghosts.
Christmas ghosts. Okay.
What do you call it when we talk about the stuff in the hypothetical?
Yeah, what is that?
That's in the future.
You know what?
Future? Not necessarily.
Possibly.
We should have totally done a Christmas Carol riff and done, like, ghosts of shows past.
Oh, yeah. You know, but that would involve planning.
Oh, you know, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, this is an award-deserving show. We are up for some awards. We deserve to win some awards, but unbeknownst to me...
You don't ever win them.
That's succinct right there.
So is that beknownst to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's beknownst to most everyone. Yeah.
There's a large number of awards we haven't won.
We haven't been beknownst.
Yeah.
You've never won an Oscar.
We've never tried to win any awards either.
So. And we won't go into what you'd do to get one. that's not for the radio.
Yeah. We want to break the internet.
Yeah.
So what we do is I throw out topics and I ask all the riffraff in the shipping containers to give me that all you immigrants, I shouldn't call y'all immigrants, because I'm sure all you guys have birth certificates, right?
We're all from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I'm from Kenya.
Yeah.
Oh, you might get deported. I was just saying, what I do is I throw out topics.
Yeah.
I give my opinion, and I ask the people in the shipping containers what your opinion on certain topics, right? That's what we do around here, ladies and gentlemen. So
why am I in a shipping container?
This area of the show is called the exposition.
It's human trafficking. You're being trafficked.
Now I get it.
He started referring to the
shipping
container a few shows ago, and nobody really knows why.
So, Smots, you answered Billy's question.
Sure.
But can we go back into a PW? What were you talking about? You said something about this.
This area of the show is the exposition. This is where we lay out everything the listener is to expect. You go on and on and on about.
And then we disappoint them.
Right, and then we don't. Then we don't follow through.
Coming up in our next segment is
yes.
It's not. Right. It's not fair. It's not fair when.
Here's what we do, followed by things we don't do.
Right.
Like win awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's all a right. Perfect example.
Here's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Hey, that sounds like topic-changing music, and that's what time it is now to change the topic to a topic.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring out topic-changing music number one. And I need all the immigrants in the shipping containers to give me your opinion. And we may even go with studio audience. We may even ask, hold it the microphone, because he is a person of young...
Persuasion.
He may not have been scarred or deterred towards things that
or
may
stapled.
Happen.
Or stapled.
Yeah. Stapled to, yeah.
Folded or mutilated.
Say what?
Future.
All right, I can't find my topic. So,
what do you mean you can't find your topic?
Spindled. Oh,
but that would imply you're not prepared to do a show.
Yeah. All right, well, then hold it the microphone. Can't participate
right,
in this
good.
Topic here.
Good. All
right. Okay.
I like to call this topic cliche of life.
Cliche of life. Everybody
life.
Said cliche of life.
Cliche of life.
Cliche of life.
Of life.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I might. All right. I don't think that's the right topic, but we'll go with that.
All right.
In Kerry, Ireland.
Ah.
The city council or the county council, they all got together and they all agreed, and this is something that's kind of, you know, could touch home to us.
Sure.
They all decided that they would let some people drive overserved. Drive home overserved.
Oh, neat.
Some people.
So they decided. The council said the reason for the thing, they wanted to isolate it. They live in an isolated region.
Yes.
In Ireland.
In Kerry, Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is over in Ireland.
It's
you know.
Near Kansas City.
Why no. do we all sound oh, like no. we're from Ireland. Wisconsin? Oh.
Doesn't they?
No, that's
our foreign
St. Louis.
Accent.
That's a St. Louis accent.
Was that a St.
That's
Louis
a St. accent? Louis
for sure.
Accent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Begori.
In this community,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
They have certain. They only have 6,000 or 7,000 people live there, and it may not be that many. Let's go with.
No, not if they're having drunk drivers. It's not.
But what happens is there's a lot of elderly people and single people and lonely people. So.
Lonely people.
Yeah, and according to the article or
they keep
whatever.
Keep tracks of those stats.
They
is that
all
a thing on their census.
During times of loneliness, they would all go to a bar and drink their
pub.
And,
yeah.
Yes,
pub.
That's right, Billy. You understand what I'm screaming?
So
I
all
do.
Irish people are drunks. Racist.
They would go to the. They would go to a pub, and you know, because living at home, there's nobody there. So they would go to the pub where there's other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they would communicate,
lonely.
Conversate, and they would have fun. And then they would drive home.
Lonely.
Well, the city council decided that these people don't have that much going on them. So we'll just, and it's an isolated community.
I see. There's not much traffic.
There's nothing going on, right?
So or not a lot to do. There's not like some discotheques or.
So if a couple lonely yes. people drive their car into a tree, it's not that big.
Yeah, it's not going to. It's not going to be. Yeah,
them.
Really.
They're lonely.
So I have to ask all the.
It ends the lonely.
All the immigrants in the shipping container. Container. How do you guys feel about the city council voting an amendment to allow this? So I'll start with the voice of reason.
I've long been an advocate of the drunk driving license, which allows you to drink at a certain alcohol level if you prove that you can handle it.
All right, then we'll go with.
I mean, you're assigned an alcohol level you're allowed to have.
Kimchi.
So you're a 0.12.
Much lower.
Yeah.
you know. Are there a lot of cliffs there?
All it just says, It says a lot of senior citizens live alone and they need the camaraderie of people.
Sure.
And then they need a way to go home.
Yes.
Do they have Uber?
It's in Ireland. I don't know if that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't know.
They have McUber.
McUber.
Yeah.
Or they have
O-Uber.
O-Uber, all right.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they don't have a lot of pedestrians, it's probably fine.
All right, and Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, this is not my first show, so I'm going to say that the story you told us probably isn't really what's going on.
Right.
It so,
probably didn't happen in Ireland.
Right. It doesn't involve drunk driving.
Right.
No.
And certainly nobody approving drunk driving as a means of curing loneliness.
Right.
So I'm going to just go and say...
guilty.
False.
Oh.
All right, Billis?
I'm going to have to contradict Dr. Captain Clark because yes. I just found an article.
Found the story.
You know, your facts are going to ruin this show.
Yeah, yeah. You part of our facts and info department?
I am the fact checker.
The fact
checker. You know, as long as they don't kill other people.
Which is kind of cool.
Then it's fine. You know, if they're only putting their own lives in danger, you know.
What about the trees that they hit?
The sheep?
Yeah, you know, and the deer.
The sheep.
Yeah.
The sheep.
Sheep. That's more likely than trees or deer would be sheep. I've been to Ireland. There's probably more sheep. There are more sheep than people. I don't know.
Did you ever come up with a conclusion?
No.
Perfect.
All right, then, Bill Smuts.
The fact that you're bringing this to light, I would say that we got a new slogan for the show, and it's Spike on the Mic Show, advocating drunk driving if the conditions are right.
Yeah.
Depending on your
loneliness.
All right. And PWs?
I think it's perfectly fine if the sheep stay sober. Because then they'll know to run out of the way.
Yeah. That's a good policy.
All right. Yeah. So to
I'm sure they're driving right into the back end of the sheep.
All right. Well, to interject some, I be damned.
Oh, no.
Caller, right when I was talking about this.
It's a call.
All right. Well, we have to go
they
to our caller.
Have an opinion.
This is a caller-driven show. So, caller, welcome to Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Wow, that was really interesting.
This is why we should never take calls.
He was driving while drinking and calling.
Apparently, that was Satan.
Did
they hang up already? Ireland.
No, I hung up on them.
Oh. Yeah.
But listen, W, we are a caller-driven show. Our show revolves around callers driving us.
I'd like to say false to that as well.
Was that Andrew Dice Clay?
No. I think Kim's right. I think it was Satan.
Satan. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna give out. I'm giving out the number again.
Is there a big difference between the two?
It's because Kimchi's on the show.
Okay. Yes. If you guys want to call and bother Kimchi, you can call 813-699-38. Excuse me. We got security. Y'all make it.
Security.
699-3900, and we will talk and hang out with you.
For your knowledge, perverts out there, Kimchi's husband is here.
Yeah.
In the presence. So don't get any dumb ideas.
But hold on a second.
He's big.
But we get him here first. Let him get here first.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe buy a Spike on the Mic t-shirt.
By all means, perverts, dial in.
Wait, there's t-shirts?
T-shirts, yes.
How come I never got a t-shirt?
Yeah.
You only
paid. I've been paid. I never got a t-shirt.
Hold on a second. We pay every first Monday of the month.
Yeah, you're never here.
Did he just say first Monday of the Monday?
Yes. First Monday of the other month.
If you get send me your internets on your address.
Send me internets.
Address and we will get with accounting.
Hey Dad, do I want Spike to have my address?
Your home address?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I got Kimchi's address when I was in Pittsburgh and I stole some shoes.
Yeah.
That's where they went.
Okay, hold on. Let's get back to the story.
What a great story.
Are we still doing that?
County Kerry, Ireland. We're in some tiny village in County Kerry.
Right. So here is how, you guys got to get like, that's not right. So what happens is all the city council people in Ireland, is it Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah.
They all.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
Kerry, Ireland.
They all own bars. So they all passed that rule. So now it's like,
See, I knew there was some fact that he held back.
Uh-huh. So, again, do you think that's what we like to call an abuse of power?
Nah.
PWs?
No, not at all. I would enjoy the drinking and driving.
All right. I'm looking right at you and you're not him.
Wow.
It's Bill Smart.
Racist.
What?
All right, then we'll go with Billis.
He's listening to a different show.
Only because I know that Kerry is pretty sparsely populated, and there's probably nobody on the road anyway, so, I don't care.
See, that's why we like Billis.
Okay.
Billis. Apparently my name is Billis now.
Yeah, I put an S on everything.
That'll work.
All right, then Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm lonelier now than we were when we started this story.
I gave you additional information, which should have altered your opinion.
False. I want to still say false.
All right.
All right, Kimchi.
I'm going to go with my previous answer.
Same thing?
Pretty much same thing.
Same thing.
There are no pedestrians, so it's okay.
All right, cool. And
except
then,
for the sheep, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, so you care about the sheep more than you care about the humans?
The sheep aren't allowed to drink, so.
No, but the sheep that they hit, then you have to eat them.
Oh, okay.
That'll work. Mm.
That's yeah.
Good. As long as you eat them, then it's all good.
Lamb chops.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, lamb. I didn't
and
know
Billy will make scarves and hats.
Oh, that's right. I'll use the wool and I'll make scarves and
hats. You know how to
crochet.
Yeah.
Make scarves and hats.
I was
going to
say macrame.
No. I don't macrame.
You know how to macrame?
It probably wasn't right, was it?
It's not the right word.
Macrame is when you make those very small hanging plant holes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. My grandmother used to do that.
Yeah, macrame.
Yeah.
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 All right, let's go to the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, bring it home.
So they passed the law so they no longer have to bribe Andrew O'Taylor.
There's a neighbor.
Let's just give it a minute. Let's just marinate on that.
No, this is some
Andrew O'Taylor, the little town cop that they used to have to pay off to let the people go.
See?
Right. Yeah. In O. Mayberry.
Yeah.
And his deputy's name was Blarney.
Yep.
And he kissed a lot of rocks.
And he went around, and instead of saying nip in the bud, he said, kiss my stones.
Exactly.
What?
I hate myself.
Did you say Black Santa Claus?
Yeah. Time,
black. Let's come again.
All right, everybody.
Yeah. That's a little too soon.
Black Santa Claus. I'll wait up.
This is our Christmas show.
Yes.
Okay, so people in the chat line, I don't know, Dr. DJ, you sang a lot. Thank you, I love you, but I'm going to mess this up.
What about Sarah?
No, there is no Sarah smiling yet.
No.
Tuning out.
All right, so let's do this.
Sarah Bellum.
Yep. What we need to do, we need to do Dr. Captain Clark's little topics because I was in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And all so right. I haven't a chance
Did,
to...
Did he say Pittsburgh?
He said Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He did.
Don't piss on my city.
Don't. That's not nice. And now we're going to change topics to a topic that I'm going to talk about.
Is it What Twending?
No, it's not What Twending.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's the other one I mentioned, the music that we need music for.
Oh.
As everyone knows, this is our holiday show. Is this the last show of the year?
This is the last show of 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to be on next week because I'm going to be in town on Monday.
So, as you all may be aware, 2016 was a very hard year in terms of celebrities that we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We would like to take time right now to remember all the influential celebrities that left us in 2016. At this time, as Spike on the Mic looks back in memoriam. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Halfway.
The end.
Darling.
Wait,
the end. That's it.
That's it? Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. That's a great segment.
Others,
that was a fabulous segment. They usually go on too long. That was perfect.
I actually didn't know that she passed away.
Yeah.
I was in Ireland.
Zsa Zsa, we hardly knew you.
I never miss Green Acres.
Good job.
Oh, yeah, that was
it's
good.
The place
Let's
to
go
be.
Around the table.
Wrong sister.
And talk about our favorite Zsa Zsa memories.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And we'll start with, to my left, Billy. Tell us a story about how Zsa Zsa touched your life and changed your life for the better.
Come back to me.
Okay, I'll take over.
Okay.
Right.
I like the way she put on eye makeup. I wanted to have eyelashes just like Zsa Zsa.
Hold on, yeah. Jim Key. Is that the woman that had like a blue eyelash on her all the time?
No.
What?
No.
I think about the girl that was on the show that was in Hawaii, Cleveland, and it was like...
The Drew Carey show?
Drew Carey, yeah.
Okay, she wasn't 95 or what, 99. Was
99,
Zsa Zsa 99?
Yeah, she was 99.
Okay, so you like Drew Carey? Not Drew Carey.
No, I'm talking about Zsa Zsa.
Come on, Zsa Zsa. Let's show some respect.
Perfection.
All right, Zsa Zsa.
It wasn't your turn either.
Yeah.
Well, we're going around the other way now. So, Steve.
We reversed.
Steve wants to tell a Zsa Zsa story.
It's like Uno.
Zsa Zsa give you a
You just got played the skip card from Uno.
She's the one totally responsible for teaching me how to pronounce darling without an R.
Darling.
That is a valuable skill.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you give us a reading real quick?
Yeah, come on.
It's awfully nice to see you this evening, darling.
Darling.
That was very... That's a nice tribute, Steve.
I thought that was Zsa Zsa.
It's like Zsa Zsa's in the room. You should do a one-woman show as Zsa Zsa. An evening with Zsa Zsa starring
Kim
Steve.
Kim did it much better.
It's so nice to see you, darling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That's cool. Yeah, really.
Sans R.
Not quite.
I think Steve's was sexier. But anyway. Yeah. All right. Spike, let's hear your Zsa Zsa memory.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That was Zsa Zsa?
Ava.
Didn't she used to be on the Tonight Show a lot with Carson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what, okay, that's my thing. That's what it was for me. That's
Hold on a second. Zsa Zsa was the Green Acres woman?
Yes.
Yeah, she was the wife.
She had another Gabor. There were two of them.
She had a sister named Ava.
Yeah, Ava.
Yeah, it was Ava on Green Acres.
Were they
Acres.
Twins? They looked very similar.
They were twins, and they looked very similar.
Yeah.
That's part of
Spike,
being a twin.
Is that your memory, PW?
That's all I got.
Well, no. I, as everybody knows, I use her... biscuit recipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of the Gabors got biscuits?
Yeah.
Gabor biscuits.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Or
Gaborskits. Zsa Zsa Gabor's biscuits.
Gaborskits, if you're in a hurry.
Huh.
Gaborskits?
I'll make them for you sometime.
I'm very, very confused right now.
It's Welcome just to a Zsa Zsa memory.
This is how we feel about Zsa Zsa. It's okay. There's no wrong answers. To
just this. A touch of paprika.
Yeah.
Such a
paprika.
I can tell Schmopp is ready to explode with his Zsa Zsa memories.
There's actually two. The second one was, I think she taught America it was okay to slap a police officer.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Right.
That was Zsa Zsa. That was Zsa Zsa.
That was Zsa Zsa?
That was Zsa Zsa.
He was trying to give her like a citation for drunk driving, right?
Wasn't in Ireland.
No, it was not.
How dare he?
Yeah.
The other one, though, was actually a little more relevant. As a child, we had two Siamese cats, and my mom named them Gracie for Grace Kelly and Zsa Zsa for Zsa Zsa Gabor. So the two cats were Gracie and Zsa Zsa.
I
grew up with Zsa Zsa for 20 years.
That is also a fitting tribute to name a cat after her.
Yes, that there is a wonderful story. Really.
Screw it, Ava.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Billy, we're back to you now.
Well, I did the Carson thing. I said that she was on Carson a lot.
Oh, you had all this time to Wikipedia. You could have looked up anything.
Well, I looked up and saw that Ava's not her twin sister.
Oh. No, she's the younger sister.
And no. She's the
she's
identical.
The no, she's not.
I think Billy deserves fact-checking music.
They were identical.
They were not identical.
Yes,
and
they were.
She's the middle of three sisters. And
what was the third one's name? Zeppo?
Oh, Magda.
Magda was their mother, right?
Magda.
Ava,
is that like
Zsa Zsa and Magda.
Lava?
Magda.
Magma.
Magda.
Magda was the mother, right?
She was a sister.
The only other Magda I remember was the old woman in There's Something About Mary who couldn't stop tanning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was Magda.
Yeah.
Who
and tongue kissed her dog.
Yeah. The tongue kissed the dog and the one when Matt Dillon was trying to look at Cameron Diaz for the binoculars and
saw
changed
her
it.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Her leathery boobs.
Basically, yes. Magda. There's Something About Mary. You should watch it.
Oh, it's a good one.
I don't have cable.
One. It
the
teaches,
leathery boobs
it teaches you how to use hair gel.
okay.
So I think they were tickling her belly button to be more exact.
Dr. Clark, did you go around the room and then fax an info just brought it home, didn't
First
she?
Chink in the armor, Ted.
Well, she proves PW to be a liar. That's not that, that's good.
No, they were identical.
I thought we would come together.
No, you couldn't tell them apart.
They were identical twice removed.
Yeah. They're like Patty Duke type twins.
How do you do that? How do you go twice?
Well, different fathers.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to make my father's statement a fact.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm being the supportive daughter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
He's wrong.
So I think it's important for us to heal over Zsa Zsa.
All right. Let me put it this way. They were virtually identical.
No, that's a better way of putting it. Yeah. That's I'll accept that.
Well, when you're twins,
that's another word
I'll allow
twice removed.
Right.
Everything virtual is twice removed.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys wonder why we are world deserving.
And all right, so what do you think, huh?
This has been the end of the tribute from the Spike on the Mic show of the Zsa Zsa Gabor Celebrity Death 2016.
Hope you're
special.
Not too gabored.
How we love
is it time for what's
winning? Now we're going to change topics to back to Spike's turn to have a topic. Hooray!
Listen.
I don't think he has a topic.
I know. That's why it's
pressure.
Yeah, no, I'm full of information.
He's scrolling through the entire internet right now.
I'm faxing info.
Okay.
You're what?
Faxing info.
Faxing
I'm facts and info as I stroll through
this. That would
this.
Be facts and, info. And information.
Got that now.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Clark.
Huh?
What's trending?
Oh, what are we doing? And now, the part on Spike on the Mic show that's defined by a really good song and nothing else. It's time for What's Twending? All right, guys. Looks like the old phone is bringing up 10 or 12 different topics. We'll start at the top like we don't always do.
We got 25 minutes. Give me three.
Okay, three. First one.
Yes.
Electoral College. Why would the Electoral College be twending today?
I wonder.
Yeah. Why would that be twending?
Can I?
Anybody?
Pick me. Pick me.
No.
They're voting today. PW's raising his hand.
It's because they're actually voting today, and they're probably done.
It's finished.
Yeah, I think it's over.
They were just they had not counted all the West Coast stuff as of about half an hour ago.
But they actually didn't need to.
The number he needs.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Are they still doing the president vote stuff?
Ironically,
they
only
are still doing what's known officially as the president vote stuff.
to as of a half hour ago, of the pledged commitments or votes towards the electoral votes to Donald Trump, only two strayed, yet four strayed in the state of Washington for Hillary, where three of them went to...
Which Washington? The Washington where all the black people live, or the Washington where the bears?
Because I did say the state of Washington.
That's where the non-blacks live.
Okay.
There are some blacks in Washington, but they all play for the Seattle
Caucasian
Seahawks.
Yeah. Coffee.
Yeah, really.
But there were four votes of those committed to Hillary that did not vote for Hillary, where two votes
How the hell are you going to say four votes that committed to Hillary that didn't come out?
Didn't come out.
I like that. That's a good word.
Yes.
It's a word we use in my house, actually.
Commote?
Yeah, it means
I use
it means what?
It means television remote.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tim Chi. Right?
It came from, what did you call him?
Oh, holded the microphone.
Holded the microphone.
Holded the microphone, yes.
And it's lasted to this day. Commote.
So lack of commitment gave Donald Trump two extra votes?
Nice.
Basically. Yeah. Well, no, it did not go to Trump. It went to someone else other than Trump.
Jill Stein?
No, I want to say three of them went to Bernie and one went to Painted Spotty Feather or something like that.
Wait, nice. How could it go to Bernie? They wrote it in?
Yep.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can.
Want to say something?
Yes.
All right, well, then what else is twending?
All right, the number two topic.
Twending?
Cowboys. Yes. Why is Cowboys twending?
Cowboys?
Maybe a Tampa-centric.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, the game night, Cowboys go to 12-2 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers had a five-game losing streak snapped at the hands of the
Five-game
winning streak. Sorry, I'm talking about the Buccaneers. I'm sort of
using
a certain word.
How dare you?
I heard Jameis was terrible.
All right, so if we went around
the
room.
That's not the reason it's twending. It's actually twending because there's a cattle drive going down Dale Mabry later tonight.
No, what?
That's not.
The Cowboy fans are driving cattle down the street.
If we went around the room, who are Jameis Winston's fans? PWs?
Yes.
You out?
What? Are you kidding me?
What's your name? Smots?
Not really. I mean, just his background of personal stuff doesn't allow me to really
Billis?
Care for him.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Clark?
Billy and I are both.
I'm neutral. I don't know the guy.
Kimchi?
Yeah. Billy and I are both FSU
alumni. There's two of us.
Thank
so that's
you. Alumni. Yeah. And nah.
Not so much?
Nah.
All right.
Hated him when he was with us. And then when he went to Tampa, I was just not really happy about it.
So you mean that sports guy? I'm going to ask sports guy. Sports guy, how you feel about Jameis Winston's?
You know, I kind of like everybody. I think he's pretty good. His family likes him a lot, and he seems to be pretty nice to, you know, some of the people. I think he's okay.
No, he'd be all right. Okay,
all right. You want to do a third one?
Yeah, one more.
Why would Jerry Lewis be twending?
Ooh.
Comedian Jerry Lewis.
Ooh, Jerry Lewis twending, Martin. Huh?
Yeah, why is Wait Jerry minute. Lewis twending?
Are we playing Alive or Dead?
No.
Yeah, really. Good pool.
He is
alive.
Actually, Faith Spotted Eagle is trending.
Ooh.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Jerry Lewis.
Why is he stepping on your game?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. You want to have your own show?
Yeah, really. Viking Billy
I'm
show?
I'm sorry.
But if you were to refresh,
Jerry
Clark,
Lewis was actually diagnosed with MDA, muscular dystrophy.
That would be ironic, but it's not true.
Okay.
I like that, though.
Yeah. Jerry Lewis is coming back to America.
I think he already lives in America, but no. Anybody else want
to
guess?
I'd like to say he's making a movie.
No, he's not making a movie. I know you'd like to say it, but he's not. Okay. He's the subject of what apparently is an extremely painful and awkward interview to watch because he's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
Wait
why.
A minute.
Is it between two ferns?
It's the Hollywood
Oh my God.
And there's video of it, which we can't play because we're a radio show. But
yeah.
Apparently it's very fun to watch because he's a pain in the ass.
Hold
he's,
your phone up on, to the microphone.
Hold on.
Clark, what they is it on? It.
Yeah. Kim Chi, you want to add something to this?
Well, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, I mean, maybe there's something not right with him.
Oh, there is something not right with him.
Well, don't be sad. Lady!
On what show? What show is this that he's on that
what?
Watches?
He's Jerry not on the show.
Jerry,
it's
Jerry
some interview.
Lewis?
A 7-minute awkward and painful interview.
Yeah. On YouTube.
I don't know.
On anywhere.
Man,
probably.
We just love Billy's facts and info.
Yo, that's
I'm looking.
She's part of the damn staff.
All right, was that it?
That's all that's trending, folks.
The Hollywood Reporter. Yay.
All right. Well, all right, so, hey, how is the studio audience doing over there?
Oh, they're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention?
They stopped listening a long time ago.
Yay.
Yeah. Hold it the microphone.
Hold it the microphone.
Hold it the microphone. And man, we call Bob.
Whose real name is Ross.
Why do you keep changing this shit?
Because we never called him Bob, ever.
Okay, that's twice that I have been involved in your people.
Right.
One was supposed to give me some shoes.
Right.
And one was named Bob that y'all don't like to call Bob.
Oh, my word.
I don't, what?
It's very awkward.
I don't understand.
It's very awkward.
Hold on a second. Okay,
right,
Kim
right.
Chi.
Yes.
Do you remember back, this is off the script. This is not part of show prep.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember long time ago, you had a job at a shoe store, and you're supposed to bring me some shoes?
I didn't work in a shoe store, but I remember a long discussion.
That was Billy.
But no, it was her.
A long discussion about getting you some shoes. The problem
because
was
she worked for Bath.
He asked me for...
Oh, who was he? Spike.
Spike.
You got to say this because people don't
Spike
know.
Spike asked me for shoes that were not the same brand as the company I worked for.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was
good. But you
make
had
it
connections,
hard.
Right? You had connections.
I had connections. I could have got him like you know a lady size 6 shoe.
Oh,
and I know
some sample the, sizes. I could have done that.
Yeah,
but and your feet are bigger than that, right?
True that. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you wanted her to say Spike so that everyone would know who she was talking about. But realistically, who else is going to be on this show that's asking people to get him shoes? So
he asked me for a pair of Nikes, and I'm like. Yeah,
I
don't
work
for that company.
Yeah.
I can't do that for you.
Bob just told me he really enjoys the Richard on the Mic show. But he didn't use Richard. He used some other
the short
mediation.
Version.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is why I'm talking to Kim Chi right now.
I worked at their corporate headquarters.
That's irrelevant to me.
Okay.
Because you understand that.
But not a store. I didn't work at a store.
You went to a shoe store.
Yeah.
I didn't work at a store.
So I never got any of my shoes.
No, you didn't get no shoes.
And holding the microphone, he done grown up to a man.
He's a man.
Hey, holding the microphone. What school you go to now?
Ohio State.
He goes to Ohio State.
Ohio State Buckeye. You know when you're watching
they're
football
gonna win the national
and everybody says what school they come from and they say the Ohio State?
The Ohio State
That's
University.
That's the school. That's the school.
Steve,
that he
don't
goes
you have a Buckeye?
To.
I like to think I have a little
It is actually the Florida State University as well.
Yeah, sister. But nobody says that.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
They just say Florida State.
But here's why I brought the microphone in.
County Community
Steve, the voice of reason. Yeah. He has an actual Buckeye that was given to him from the president.
President Obama.
Okay, some of this is a lie.
Which president?
Okay, some of this is a lie. Okay?
Do we have to guess?
President
guess
Obama when he was a senator.
When he was a senator in Ybor City.
Why did he give you a Buckeye?
What the hell connection does he have to Ohio State?
He gave you a...
As proof that I'd actually met him.
We should do a Spike and Peace Theater.
Because Buckeye
actually, this is sounding too much like my house where everybody talks at once. Yeah.
Buckeyes nice. Mean Obama.
No. It just is proof of any... You can prove anything with a Buckeye.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
What?
You think that we should do a Spike the Peace Theater on this?
I think, well, probably not tonight because the conditions aren't ideal, but we should at some point reenact...
We've already done that.
...Steve's meeting with the president.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And where it's a Buckeye.
The conditions are always the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
We could do it if you want. I don't
know. Okay, so if we reenacted the meeting, who am I? I'm the only tall guy here.
You don't think you'd play Obama?
Yeah. You're tall.
No, he has to.
You don't get to play.
You're
Obama.
Not exactly presidential.
I'm pretty sure the Buckeye is taller.
Oh. And you turn her mic on. You turn her mic off.
I love you, Spike. Come on.
No, it's too late.
I'm a big fan of non-traditional casting choices, so I think Bill Schmutz should play Obama.
Oh, okay. I like it.
All right. And then
I want to play the Buckeye.
Isn't he kind of the only pro here? Oh, no, I saw her. Clark is this one, right? Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Okay, so let's do this. If we was going to do Spike the Peace Theater, the role is the voice of reason.
These are two people who cross paths in Ybor City, and right, something happened.
Are we going to do the voice?
What?
We're going to do the voice of reason met the
Obama.
The met Obama. Right. Mm-hmm. You got voice of reason music?
Sure. No, I have Spike the Peace music.
Spike the Peace Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike the Peace Theater where the voice of reason met the O. And action.
What sandwich do you think I should actually get?
Am I in this?
Wait, that's the first thing you said when you meet somebody? What sandwich should
I get? Well, the setting is the Tropicana restaurant. We're both there. I'm standing behind the senator.
He looks at me
and he says,
y'all messing up the Spike the
President. You don't play the president?
I guess it depends.
Bill Schmutz plays the president.
Okay, we need to do this again. Cut. We need to do the same scene, too.
Wait. Let's get Steve completely on board.
Who am I?
No. Let's get him off of this whole thing.
Okay, I'll play Steve.
You play Steve.
I'll play Steve.
All right.
You're out. You're out of your own story.
Who am I?
Oh, wait, what?
You're Michelle. You're Michelle Obama.
Oh, okay.
Can we get Kim T in this?
No.
Yeah, she's the black waitress.
No, she's a cashier.
She's a saucy Spanish cashier at
the Tropicana. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Muy caliente.
Hit me. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to reenact when the voice of reason met the Obama in Ybor City. It's about to happen. Action.
Oh, I'm an idiot. And there's a motorcade out in front of this restaurant. I think I'll go inside and get a sandwich.
Hello.
Hello, you look like the president.
Oh, you said, oh, yes, you're right. I'm not quite the president yet.
Oh, my God, I never thought I'd meet the president.
¿Quieren?
Two, please.
Honey, I'd like a sandwich.
Two cosas.
What are you hoping for, and may I change your mind?
Probably something strange that doesn't make sense to anybody but me, so I'm not even going to say it out loud.
No pickles on my sandwich, okay, hon? Okay.
But I'm never going to be able to prove to my friends and colleagues at my famous podcast that I met you, so this is kind of unfortunate.
You know I am from Illinois, Aaron, in Chicago, and of course, for some reason I have this Buckeye.
That's perfect. That's what people need.
Yeah.
¿Quieres cheese?
Somehow, I think it rolled all the way across the state of Indiana and into my pocket. I have no idea how.
I'm distracted. I'd like to know why the saucy Spanish waitress said cheese instead of queso just now. But
honey, where's my sandwich?
I'm trying to speak English.
Oh.
Well, it's changing melted queso is what it would be.
But ¿Quieres cheese? No pickles. Okay, no pickles.
When do I get my Buckeye? That's all I care about.
Well, first it's been in my pocket, so I just want to make sure it still has more time in my pocket before it makes your pocket.
Okay, good, because I'm going to carry it around for a long time and tell a lot of people about it.
Well, of course, when you think of a state senator from Illinois,
Buckeye.
You are thinking Buckeye.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's
the
cut part. Scene. All right, I'm cutting that out. Yeah.
That was really good.
That was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea how the sandwich was never ordered and the Buckeye was never exchanged.
I tried to give them this.
In other words, it was perfect.
And exactly. Kim Chi, why does the girl at the counter speak whatever you were speaking?
It's because it's a Spanish restaurant.
It's a Spanish restaurant.
Yeah.
How is that the one
Ybor
thing you're fixating on?
I was Cubana.
And you
Spanglish.
You cut it before I paid for his sandwich
and
with
I
the
wanted
Buckeye.
A Cuban with no
I
pickles.
I wanted to say, here is your sandwiches.
You didn't get to deliver the sandwiches.
No, I didn't get to give these
sandwiches. The cashier at the Spanish restaurant speaking Spanish is the one factual thing about the whole story.
That's the whole thing to me.
And that's the one thing you questioned.
That could have been true, huh?
Right. That's the only thing that was close to true.
All I know
that's what you had a problem with.
All Michelle wanted was no pickles.
Yeah.
I have this Buckeye for a guy who raises bees.
All right, topic changing music.
Topic changing music.
Wow, this show has a little bit of everything and almost nothing.
We have a couple of minutes left.
So here's another topic for you.
All right. This is an award-deserving topic that I like to call Jack or Jackaball.
Oh, this is a game, though, isn't it?
It's a game.
This is what I do. I give you guys categories. No, baby, I don't know ums. And you guys let me know whether this is a Jack or Jackabob.
Oh, this is
I great. Really could use
For the benefit of Kim Chi, who doesn't listen that often, a Jackabob is somebody who's not real great, and a Jack is just a good person.
Okay.
So you have to judge these people's
I'm
character.
I'm thinking Kim Chi would have grabbed
it. I mean, I shout either Jackabob or Jack?
Exactly. No, when I ask you. All right.
But you can shout it when you want to.
The first person, is this a Jack or a Jackabob? A person who practices golf swing without a club, imaginary golf club. Is this Jack or a Jackabob? Voice of reason.
That's Johnny Carson.
Is this Jack or a Jackabob?
That's a perfect answer.
Jack.
Kim Chi.
I'm going to go with the voice of reason.
I'm going to say Jackabob.
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 Are we talking in church? Are we talking? What are we talking about? I mean, am I just right here?
In the men's room. In the men's room.
Oh, that's even more Jackabobby.
Yeah, in front of the mirror.
All right. PWs?
Jackabob.
Jackabob. All right. The next person, is this a Jack or a Jackabob?
There's no winner.
No, there's no winner. No,
I would write
it's not even a game. Really.
You're in the wrong place if you're looking for winners.
How about a person who only wears one letter on his hat?
Jackabob.
Jackabob.
Yeah, it's just Jackabob.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we say it in unison?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. I want to go under.
Spike is wearing an S on his hat.
That's the only letter I wear on my. All my hats have an S on it.
It has one letter.
Jack or Jackabob, PW.
Brag about.
I'd say you're just an S.
Smuts.
Capital Jackabob.
Yeah.
Billis.
Jackabobby.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Kim Chi.
I'm feeling very restricted. I only have two Jack choices.
Yes, yeah. Jack or Jackabob.
Oh, yeah. You can make one up.
I can?
Absolutely.
Say whatever you want.
I Jackabob.
Yeah.
Voice of reason?
Jack Odazio Kebabarino.
Wow. All right, how about this? Is this a Jack or a Jackabob? And I need the studio audience to raise their right hand on this.
All right.
Studio audience, how about a person wearing a sports jersey at not a sports game? Is that a Jack or a Jackabob? I'm going to go with right hand is a Jackabob, left hand is a Jack.
Wait, we're on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Who's going to see our hands?
They can't hear.
A Jackabob is a person wearing a sports jersey not at a sports game. Is that a Jack or a Jackabob? And I'll start with you, Kim Chi.
Jack, man. Right?
Yeah. You know, Jack is a good Jackabob.
I live in Pittsburgh. Fine.
Jack.
Sports jerseys are very comfortable clothing.
Yeah.
No, I own a lot of sports jerseys.
In Pittsburgh, it's formal wear.
That's clothes, huh? That's what they call clothes. Yeah.
Huh? All I know is I taught as a football team Friday game day at school. You wore your jersey, so I'll have to go Jack.
PWs?
I have to agree with everybody here because a hockey jersey is the only thing that'll fit me.
All right, voice of reason?
Anytime you wear a jersey off the field, Jackabob.
All right, this is the person I want to know. Is it Jack or a Jackabob? A guy walking around in the gym drinking a gallon of water. There's a guy that walks around in the gym. He's just carrying around a gallon of water. Is
like
he a
milk
Jack?
Jug? Like a big plastic milk jug filled with water.
So he's not working out?
He's in the gym.
He's trying to give you the idea that he has worked out.
Is he wearing a headband?
Is he a Jack or a Jackabob? And I'll start with Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm going to say he's a Jack. He's just trying to stay hydrated.
Oh, all right. Billis?
Nah, I think a Jackabob.
Jackabob?
Yeah.
Smuts?
I go Jack. I mean, you got to stay hydrated.
PWs?
If it's a jug of Arnold Palmer's, it's me.
Voice of reason?
Jackabob.
Wow.
And Kim Ching.
100% Jack. I know a young lady who is a national champion And that's all she ever does.
Just walk around drinking.
Walk around the gym with her. With
she
a jug
at
thing.
The gym and she is working
water
out.
Water drinker?
She carries an entire gallon plastic jug of water with her.
She's a national champion water
she's a
drinker?
No. She's an athlete. But
she's an athlete.
Yes,
and
she is.
Would it make a difference if she was or not?
Yeah.
Voice of reason? I mean, it doesn't matter if she's a champion water drinker or just a champion.
She is
a
national champion.
She's a medal winning water
she
drinker.
She is a gold medalist.
Gold medalist at some
drinking
sport
water.
Or another?
I won't mention the sport because everyone, well, at least three people here will groan.
Oh.
Just two.
All right.
Yeah, really.
We'll wait till after the show so okay. The public won't even know.
Yeah.
All right. And Jack or Jack-a-Bob?
Oh.
Jack-a-Bob is the person that's the...
Is the jerk.
Yeah.
Loser.
We all understand.
We got that.
Get it.
The person that mentions... They finished their Christmas shopping early. Jack or Jack-a-Bob? And I start with Billy.
Jack-a-Bob.
Let me finish.
Jack-a-Bob.
Jack-a-Bob. Smuts?
I admire them, but they're a Jack-a-Bob.
PWs?
I'm still hoping to do mine.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
That's not an answer.
Oh. Jack-a-Bob.
Voice of reason?
I'm going to have to pass.
All right,
Kimchi.
In honor of the town I now live in, definitely a jag off.
Oh, a jag off.
No, it's Bob.
Yeah. it's a step further. Jag off.
Pittsburghian.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
Well, my family's all dead, so jag off.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this. What is wrong with someone that had actually finished all their Christmas shopping early?
Nothing is wrong with that.
As long as they don't brag about it.
That's the right
answer.
Nobody
wants to hear about that.
Yeah. Then you're a jag-off. Yeah. You're done.
It's Bob.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, this is worse.
Yeah, in November 1st, I'm done with all of my Christmas shopping.
Jag-off.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
get there.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Hey, hold it
to
the microphone.
I didn't do any.
Hey, hold it to the microphone.
He's looking at his phone. He's
picking a scalp. Hold the microphone. Come get right there. Get right there. Let me ask you this question. Right. You can hear me. Jack or Jack-a-Bob, somebody that has said, hey, I finished my Christmas shopping early. Is that a Jack or a Jack-a-Bob?
It's definitely a Jack-a-Bob.
Yeah, he's a Jack-a-Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, but he's young.
He's also right.
Yeah, he's correct.
All right, how about this?
I don't
Jack
know. Jack. All right.
Jack-a-Bob. Someone that has some money that owns owns an aquarium with a shark in it. Jack or Jack-a-Bob? I'll start with you, Bill Smuts.
Has money. Owns. Well, why not? It depends. Is it a great white shark? What are we talking? Is it a little nurse shark? Is it not that a nurse shark's little?
How word big is the aquarium?
Shark.
Yeah. Is it a sea hammerhead?
World.
Is it?
It's a house.
It's SeaWorld. It's an aquarium with a tunnel through it.
It's an aquarium, right? It's not just a guy walking around with a
shark. No, it's a dude at his house
it's
with
like
a big
Ace Ventura, fish a pet detective, when he fell in with the great white. I'll say it's a Jack. Why not?
Is it Jack? Yeah. PWs?
Oh, Jack. I'd love to have that.
Yeah.
Voice of reason?
Depends on the size of the tank. I don't think fish should be imprisoned.
So it's a Jack or Jack-a-Bob?
Set my flippers go.
I would say my first impression is I'm visualizing a large shark in a small tank.
All right.
Jack-a-Bob.
All right. Kimchi.
Jack.
And then Dr. Captain Clark.
Jack. Owning sharks is something that a Bond villain does.
So therefore, that's a Jack?
That's a Jack.
That's a
I
Jack?
Thought that's a Jack-a-Bob.
Do they have
Bond villains are badass.
Do they have laser beams on their head?
Laser. Did I ask you?
No, you didn't ask me.
All right, then Jack or Jack-a-Bob?
Jack-a-Bob.
All right, well, we need to go to the Jack-a-Bob. We need to go to our studio audience. It's Billy.
No, we don't.
What's the girl name?
I think you need to look at the time.
Why don't we take a phone call?
Oh, phone call.
Yeah, we should take a phone call.
Roz, get on the mic right quick.
What I learned from the show was...
A Jack or a Jack-a-Bob, a guy that owns a fish tank with a shark in it.
A Jack-o-beanie-bar.
See what happens?
Yeah.
That
happens when you go outside.
Yeah,
what happens.
I listen...
Roz, I'm for you.
I think a guy that owns a shark tank is a bad mofo. That's cool talk for a motherfucker.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
A bad mofo is either a jack or a Jack-a-Bob.
Jack-a-Bob. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, this show just flew by.
Yep. Yeah.
We had an awesome time, and what we always have to do, we have to ask, what stuck with you tonight on the show?
I don't think so.
You don't have time.
Yeah, we don't have time.
You got the last motherfucker in before the end of the year. Right. Congratulations.
The fact that we'll never know what that sport was.
Yeah.
The audience won't.
Oh, well. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, well,
tune in
ladies
next
and gentlemen,
time.
I want to thank the Voice of Reason. I want to thank Kim Shi. I want to thank you.
Yeah.
And Lily, and
happy 2016, everyone, and we'll see you in 2017.
We got time. Spike out. No. One.
Oh. Oh, now he says one. All right.